It is no surprise that the circumstances that lead to children being put into foster care can have serious emotional and mental health consequences. The foster care system can be the last stop for young people for whom competent mental health resources are not available. But in California, a year-long investigation by the San Jose Mercury News has found that the foster care system may be improperly using prescription drugs to manage thousands of children in their care. The drugs were administered in high doses and for long periods, even when there was no specific mental illness diagnosed to support their use. Karen DeSaw is an investigative reporter for the San Jose Mercury News. She led the investigation, which has now prompted the California Medical Board to investigate the practices of some doctors.
I mean, across demographics in this country, children are placed on psychotropic medications. You know, most commonly your ADD medications, Adderall, Ritalin, that kind of thing. But the concern in California, when we looked at 10 years of Medi-Cal prescribing data, is that children in foster care are being placed on very serious and powerful psychotropic medications like antipsychotics and mood stabilizers. In general, we found a high rate for the teenagers, 12 to 18, about 1 in 4 on some type of psychotropic medication over the 10 years. And those numbers are lower for the younger kids.
And the suspicion here is that this is some kind of control mechanism, not a therapy, right?
Right. So the main concern is that many of these more serious medications, the potentially most dangerous ones that have quite severe side effects like obesity and diabetes and uncontrollable tremors, are being used really for behavior management purposes rather than the narrow and very rare types of mental illnesses in children that the FDA approves these drugs for.
Well, let's get a feel for what the experience was like in foster care for some of these individuals that were part of your investigation. Here's the voice of Rochelle Trachtenberg, who's now an adult, and Sade Daniels, also now an adult, and they were formerly in foster care and are describing what it's like to be on these drugs more or less all the time. Rochelle speaks first.
You know, it sucks when you're like 15 and putting on makeup or brushing your teeth seems like climbing a mountain. And on psychotropic drugs, sometimes that's how it felt. I just felt like my brain was disconnected from my body.
So I was 14 when I started, when I was put on medication, psychotropic medication. And at that time, from that time to when it ended, which was around 17, I had experienced massive weight gain. And I wasn't able to fit into my clothes anymore. And it was rapid, so it continued.
Now, Karen DeSaw, you spoke with both of those individuals, right?
Yes, we spoke to dozens of current and former foster youth. And their voices really are very powerful focal point for this work, in addition to the data. They really kind of turned themselves inside out, and they had tremendous bravery and courage in speaking about really embarrassing things like this incredible weight gain they experienced, the shaking. A lot of the antipsychotic medications and mood stabilizing drugs, especially in great combinations, result in severe lethargy and just incredible dopiness, and kids not able to stay awake in school, basically sleeping through much of their teenage years.
Well, you know, the irony here is that, you know, these adults are describing their teenage years on these drugs like an illness. I mean, the effect of the drug sounds like they're really describing something wrong with them. And that's exactly not what these drugs are supposed to be doing.
Right. I mean, the terrible irony here, John, is that these are kids, for the most part, who were taken from their homes because of some type of abuse or neglect. So they have that first wave of trauma. Then they have the trauma just of being wrenched from their homes by social workers. And then in the foster care system, many of these kids are bounced around. We interviewed kids who moved 10, 20, 30 or more times in the foster care system. When they kind of act out the very human responses to all that abandonment and suffering and trauma, in difficult ways. You know, a lot of these kids displayed behaviors that are tough for caregivers. They were angry, they're frustrated, they're mad, they're self-destructive, they punch holes in the walls. Instead of those quite human responses to trauma being treated in more therapeutic ways, they're essentially just doped up with a chemical restraint. And that's the real concern here from many of the folks, the hundreds of people really that we interviewed over the last year.
What does your investigation show about the possible responses by the California authorities in improving oversight or changing the way things are done?
Right. So I think in part due to the power of voices like Chardet and Rochelle, the state has reacted quite swiftly. Literally the day the story appeared in papers statewide, the senator who oversees the California Medical Board wrote to the board and said he wanted an investigation. That investigation was underway literally the day after the story appeared. And they are looking for doctors who may have inappropriately overprescribe psychotropic medications to these children. The president of the state Senate has called for budget hearings to look at the incredible flow of public expenditure on these medications to be looked at in the coming budget year. And then finally, the head of the Human Services Committee in the Senate is also going to be looking at possible legislation. So I think this is a case really of the power of shining a spotlight on a very untold story and getting something done.
Finally, did you find a doctor who essentially acts as a kind of a, you know, prescription printer who really clearly is enabling this kind of abusive and questionable behavior regarding psychotropic drugs?
So we are in a pitch battle with the state's Department of Healthcare Services as we speak. We spent 9 months wrestling even just bare minimum data on prescribing out of them. And we have been working very hard to identify the prescribers. That is an ongoing fight, really, at this point. We believe that the public has a right to know who are the outliers, who are making these prescriptions. These are doctors receiving, you know, state healthcare benefits, and they are prescribing to kids in the state's care, in the foster care system. So that is something we hope to report, John, in the coming weeks.
Karen DeSaw, investigative reporter for the San Jose Mercury News. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TiVo. No need to switch TV inputs, remotes, or interfaces to access cable TV and streaming from Netflix and Hulu Plus. Learn more at TiVo.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.